This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes. Live on Monday.
Yes.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Been a while. Been a while. Well, at least since, you know, everything worked out. But that's okay because we're kicking off the week the way we like to kick off the week, which is on Monday. And with the author of the, you know, he is the guru behind Slowfax WordPress blog, featured writer at Amoland.com, featured writer at ClashDaily.com, podcaster extraordinaire, and tactical response alumnus. That would be Robert Morse. Good evening, sir.
The road, Bill.
Say again?
We give you the weekend off. It's generous of us. All
yes,
us ninjas want you to work every day.
Yeah.
And you come back in stumbling like a rookie. What's going on?
I'm startled to everything's working today, and I don't have to sit around and go, well, this isn't working, and then call you and say, Rob, listen, can we move to that? You know, all that stuff that I normally have to do. So, or at least it seems like it became normal. So I'm very pleased that everything is working today.
Hey, you know, we haven't talked about self-defense gun stories in a while, and I just want to take one of the stories that came up before we jump into politics. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, for our listeners, since we haven't done this in a while, I look at successful examples of defensive gun use. There are actually thousands of them from which to choose every day. Were these defenders, these everyman stories, guys just like you and me, were they lucky or were they good? And what can we learn from it? Either way. So it's in Houston, Texas. It's after dark. It's about 10:30 at night. Your wife's expected home. You hear her pull in. You're inside, and then you hear her scream. You look out the front windows of your home, and you see that two men have grabbed your wife. Now, rather than robbing her there, one of them has a gun pointed at her, and they're pushing her towards the front door of your home.
Hmm.
That's a nightmare. You grab your handgun. You step outside. The robbers shoot at you. You shoot at them. Now they run. One of the suspects was arrested at the hospital. Both you and your wife are uninjured. No bleeding. Both of you. Just shaken as can be. So you go from John Q. happy husband,
right,
and in a few seconds, a hostage shot is when someone you care about is in front of or next to the target you'd like to shoot. So there's a hostage shot involved. You can't throw lead. Your wife's in the way. One of these robbers has a gun pointed at your wife.
Right.
Now you're not shooting him in the leg, partner. You have to do a headshot. At night, to a moving target. All of a sudden, I want to go to the range and practice a lot. And this homeowner did it. Shot the guy in the head. Didn't kill him. Rang his bell enough that he ran away immediately. Oh, what caliber?
Yeah, do we know?
I don't. The news reports didn't say. I'm sure the police reports did. Now, one obvious question is, and again, the news doesn't even cover this. If I saw this, probably I'm not thinking. Probably I just barge out the front door and get, well, the guy got in a gunfight. Would it be better to run out the side door and be involved in a shooting? Or do you understand the laws of lethal force where you go, huh, that's the back of two guys who have my wife as hostage?
Yeah.
Am I ready to shoot one in the back of the head and the other in the back? Legally justified, yes. Morally justified, amen. Probably a wiser course of action. But that's not what we think of when we think of self-defense.
Right.
What a lot to learn.
Yeah, it is when you walk out the door with that, you got to carry basically an attaché case full of information with you, don't you?
You really do.
Just to be able to apply it.
Well, here's the Bill. It's got to be instinctive, because the guy didn't have time to go, oh, look, a lethal threat to an innocent loved one. I think I'll go get my gun and load it and now bring it back. Sorry, partner, no time. And really no time to think once your emotions are that high. Do you remember the news we got at Camden? One of the hardest things to do once you're involved in a gunfight is to put the gun away, because your adrenal dump has made your hands numb.
Yeah.
Easy to believe. Easy to believe. Particularly, I mean, I can't imagine it. It's a frightening circumstance.
In Camden, they would tell us to reluctantly holster our weapons.
Yep. Just to slow you down and you take a breath.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still marvel at the way they work with the gross motor skill there.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty good stuff. That was pretty good stuff. On the other hand, what you're describing is the headshot at night with a moving target.
Yeah.
That's some talent right there. That's some talent.
Seeing your wife held hostage must focus the mind.
Well, you know, but for all of that talk about, I mean, that's got to be like the most stressful moment, those seconds when you're lining up that shot, when you're getting ready to go. And it's not like you're sitting there drawing a bead. He probably got it up there, presented, waited till everything froze in one spot and pulled.
Right.
And
it was good enough, and he pressed the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the right shot. But still, I still want to know what he shot the guy with, where he hit him with a headshot, and the guy, he ran away, right? He got it and ran away?
Yes. Yep.
I think that is also indicative of one thing that a lot of people don't take into consideration, is that, you know, one shot's not going to stop him.
Isn't that interesting? You and I normally think that I'll shoot center of mass until, oh, that didn't work. I may need a – well, this, yeah. On the other hand, that also what we learned at Camden, the head is armored. You're designed to run into things. It's supposed to hurt, so you don't do it on purpose.
Right.
But, yeah, the medical books are legion of guys who skipped objects off their head and rang their bell, get up and run away. It is a tough shot. But you know what? He did it. This is a shot that that would phase every policeman out there. I don't think there's anybody, even on a SWAT team, who would take this shot for granted.
A lot of second guessing on that one. There'd be a lot of second guessing on that one.
Yeah, crazy. Well, how was your weekend?
it was good. It was raining a lot, and I didn't get to go shoot, but it was good. But it did rain a lot. But anyway, the Slow Facts WordPress blog is where he writes, and everything kicks off from there. That's what goes to the featured sites that carries his stuff. And then there's the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is his solo effort, although he does bring a self-defense instructor in there, and they break down and sort of analyze real-life self-defense shootings, which is sort of unique in the United States. If not, it is the only one of its kind. And then there's the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, which he is also part of. That's Rob Morse in a... That's not even a snapshot. It's like a photo album. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, self-defense student, that kind of stuff. Well, that's going to be sort of hard to, that first incident that you brought up, that's going to be sort of a hard one to follow up. What's next, sir?
You're right. It did leave me thinking about my training. So I went back and did a bunch of dry practice, went to the range. In fact, I've been thinking about my training our training ever since I came back from Camden. Bill, you and I are old enough. There are some medicines we have to take every day.
Right.
And I was trying to explain what I'm thinking to a friend. I said, okay, here are these medicines I take. Suppose I mix them in 10 gallons of water. 10 gallons. Look, the doctor said drink more every day, but that's a little too much. So do I take a cup every day, or do I decide to bathe in it? Well, that means most of the medicine's on the ground. And that is, by analogy, how we take most of our firearms training. We're there for 16 hours, but we can only remember maybe a half hour of material a day. And what's worse yet is when we're immersed in that much material, neither I as a student nor our instructors are sure what I remembered. Was it the first few minutes or the last few or something in between?
Yeah.
Well, I commented on that on my blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and my listeners found some interesting trainers. I met a guy named Roger Temple. He's in Southeast Pennsylvania. He teaches with what I'll call the music school method. You want to take firearms instruction? Here. I've got a projector that we use, computer-generated movies and PowerPoints. I'll come to your home. We'll go through the classroom portion. Here, I've got cert pistols and CO2 pistols and blue guns, and we'll go through all that. And here we've got snap caps. We'll do the loading and the unloading. And after a couple weeks, we'll go to the range. Wow. So you learn 20 minutes of new material, review the old material, exercise, put them together. And as he points out, look, with airsoft, I can do force on force with a student that I've been working with for months. That's not years later, as you typically, but for most concealed carriers, they've done it for years before they'd ever do force on force. So he's going, they learn real cues when they would need these skills almost from the beginning. The other guy I found was Doe Bobosinski. He's up in Minneapolis. And he has a range and a facility, but again, does an awful lot of dry practice. But his method is very much like a karate school. Hi, we do 90-minute class, a new 90-minute class every week. I think they're on a 16-week rotation. So literally, if I said, hey, I want to be your student tomorrow, the guy'd go, here, 4 weeks, we'll start the next rotation for new students. Fascinating. Oh, and then one of my instructors reminded me that the streets, Jeff Street and Robin Street, they had been doing weekly dry practice sessions in their church in Naples, Florida. And that's how I first discovered them, when that program was mentioned in a newspaper. Those programs are out there, Bill, and they're successful. I'd forgotten about them. Isn't that good?
It is. It is. The first one sort of sounds like a military approach, because the military approach is really painfully slow. Painfully slow.
The guy that does it like a music
yeah.
teacher?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I like about it is, okay, you've got a background. You move into a new town, get a new music teacher. He goes, play something for me. Let me see where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start there. You know, it's everything about it is customized. He has a flat fee. It could be up to four people in your family in the class. Well, it doesn't need to be your family. It could be anybody you select. If you had a real estate office and you wanted your agents to learn self-defense, he, by the way, teaches hand-to-hand skills as well. I can imagine him going to a real estate office. When are the down hours for a realtor? I don't know. But I like the way, flat fee here. I'm a firearms instructor. Might as well have said piano teacher.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It is. I mean, instructors nowadays, I think, are becoming a little more resourceful.
Yeah.
And I think they understand what you were writing about, that with some people, you know, they're going to get some students that are going to come in that are, for like when with me and you, when we went to Camden, a lot of the stuff that we started out with that day was not something we had never seen before. It was just adjusting it to what they were trying to teach us there.
Right. We're putting little tweaks on our habits.
Right. And that was that for somebody like us, that means that we are – that's good. We completely get it. But for somebody else that's new, they have to spend some time with them, letting them figure out what's going on. And
wasn't there a guy from Britain who – this was his first firearms class and he rented a gun from them?
I think so. Yeah, there was two gun rentals there.
And I'm going – more power to him. Thank you for taking this training. You learned a lot. The bad news is you only learned 10% of what you were shown.
Ah. Well, it's, you know, training to fight with a gun is like any other martial art. You're going to have to spend some time.
Right.
You have to spend some time with it, and it's perfectly okay to take that time and everything as long as you are the dry fire practice is
right.
Very, very. First of all, it's easy. You can do it at home. You can do it indoors. The trigger reset, that's what I've been doing mostly since our class.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill.
Yes. I was so happy to be shooting again that I forgot how to do the trigger reset.
Most concealed carriers don't. Those that have the permit and exercise it, you know, that may be the last training they ever get. And you're putting yourself through your own training program. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to be proficient with it. I want to be able to take one of those moving headshots in the dark. Still got to work on that one, though.
Right.
Rob Morse. You can find Rob Morse's stuff at Slofax WordPress blog, where it goes out into the world at large. And then, now, for you audiophiles, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Radio, TuneIn, and all the places that podcasts are. And you can look for both the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast, which Rob is part of Ensemble Cast in one, and he runs the entire thing in the other. For right now, though, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted a Made in America Day. Small business owners from across the country were invited, and the president talked about what he's doing to help small businesses.
To give you a level playing field, we've cut record numbers of regulations. In the history of our country, nobody's cut more regulations than me.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, the writer, the podcaster,
the friend
trainer.
Of Bill.
I don't even know. That's not a qualification. You know, I don't really know. If that's something you put on the resume.
Well, earlier they wanted to do it with Bill Clinton. Now, when I say friend of Bill, I go, you know, Freddie too.
Okay.
You gotta wear your thick skin here, Bill.
I am.
I do not have our courts figured out at all. There was this long-standing tug of war. I think it was between Texas and D.C. Texas is in the Fifth Circuit, where a guy, I think from D.C., goes to Texas and goes, I want to buy a gun. Here's all my D.C. paperwork. The guy goes, can't sell it to you. You're not a state resident. And the guy goes, but, see, here's all the paperwork. Why? So they file suit. Well, it goes to the Fifth, and it splits in, you know, I think a three-judge panel said, sounds good to us. You should be able to. They took it to the full panel, and it was 7-8. Against one vote, said, oh, no, we need state regulations of handguns, but not cars, not semi-tractor trailers, not gasoline. Anyway, crazy. And I'm thinking, well, that one's going to get appealed. And with Kavanaugh up there, boom, that should get slapped in the face.
Well, I'm just curious. When did you adopt the British accent to play the elitist technocrat, bureaucrat, judicial crat? I'm liking it. I mean, I'm just wondering.
I think when I was watching Monty Python as a kid.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect good sense to me.
But then, and I thought, oh, they just assumed the anti-gun judges. So, some of the pro-gun judges in the Fifth Circuit were very eloquent in their description of why this is complete crazy. But they just said, no, the Supremes won't touch this, therefore it'll stand, or we want to put our marker in the sand so that the next liberal president will know that we're a reliable vote and we can be promoted in the courts. And then we get to the Ninth Circuit in California, which upheld the magazine ban, the moratorium on the magazine ban.
The injunction, yeah.
Yeah, the injunction. And I'm going, well, wait. Because you did what, where? And I was thinking they didn't want that to be appealed. Because if the Ninth Circuit pulls a stupid and some gun group says, hey, new Supreme Court judge, you want to take a bite at this one? And now all of a sudden we'll blow magazine capacity restrictions out of the water.
Nationwide.
Yes.
Nationwide.
So I wonder if we're going to see a lot of local settlements. They'd rather lose state at a time than have something taken to... If they say, oh, you're right, and then it stops with the Ninth Circuit. If they say, no, magazine, I can't talk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodness, you talk for a living, and I'm just practicing. Yeah. Magazine capacity restrictions are fine. We appeal, take it to the Supreme Court, boom, we win all the way across the country. So, boy, there's some chess being played.
Well, I mean, we've seen this before. We saw this with D.C. when D.C.'s May issue thing was getting challenged, and they were afraid to let it go to the Supreme Court because if they get shot down.
Right.
Guess what? Guess who just became shall issue states? New Jersey, New York, California, Maryland.
Hawaii.
Illinois, Hawaii, all of those.
Right.
And I'm waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for that to happen simply because I'm tired of the Second Amendment being the stepchild.
Right. Yes.
I mean, nobody can get out there. Is there anything in the states where they get out there and say, you know, besides, dancing movie? Footloose. You know, where they had this little town ordinance where you couldn't play music.
Right.
which is almost a fantasy where they get out there and do that. I'm sure there's certain places that have noise ordinances, but nobody can get out there besides feds. Of course, they try to do it. The Democrats try to do it. But, I mean, as a rule, nobody gets out there in the states. Don't get to get out there and say, well, we don't really believe in the First Amendment. We don't believe in the Fourth Amendment. We don't believe in the Fifth Amendment.
And some judges in the Fifth Circuit, in fact, well, I think one of the recent appointees, a Trump appointee, basically said that.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful thing to read, but you're right. It is our bastard child of the human rights. It's a tragedy.
I don't know that that's going to last.
I don't. Well,
when Kavanaugh gets in there,
right?
The next one to bow out she's either going to bow out or I don't wish this for her, but she may pass away sitting on the bench. But we're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she will go. And when that happens, then you're talking 6-3.
Right. And Sotomayor's diabetic. Do you remember what Cheryl Todd says? Pray for our friends. Pray for our enemies. Pray for everyone. Because, wow, it's tough to be old, overweight, and a diabetic. Really hard.
Truly.
Do you want to jump into this or shall we just chat? I thought it was fascinating. There was a Gallup poll on what issues are important. And if both youngsters and older people intend to vote in the next election.
Well, I mean, gun control is not a big one on that list now, is it?
down amongst Nowhereville. No, like 2%. And even I think amongst firmly committed Democrats. It rose to all of 13%, not even in the top five. Wow.
Well, now, and I'll tell you what, you know, last year they took a poll, and everybody was like, what do you fear most from a government? And the number one item, 35%, was gun rights. They feared the overreach of the government on that.
Yes.
One.
Yes. Now, an interesting turn of the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of the citizens having guns? Not so much. Are you afraid of the government taking them away? Oh, yeah. And then they looked at youngsters, and I think, what was it, 17% said that they were sure that they were going to vote. And they looked at old farts like you and me, and it's up in the 70s and 80%. So this voter drive that the new youngsters that are going to teach us all what politics is all about. Yeah, no. Nice try. Keep going. The Hoglund kids, the spokeschildren.
Yeah. Wow. The Hoglund kids. Okay. I like that. Hoglund. I like that.
David Hogg, who was somewhere near, but not at, the Parkland shooting.
Right. See, I don't have time to go into that.
Well, tell me about it. What do you think?
I was just going to say that just because you're in the same zip code, you don't get to walk around calling yourself a survivor.
Right.
And you certainly don't get to get out there and claim the high ground and everything simply because you weren't in the sight picture. That's pure dumb luck. And that kind of a crime, that is pure dumb luck. But anyway, Rob Morris, he is a podcaster, he is a writer, Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland.com, featured writer at ClashDaily.com, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States, and the Polite Society Ensemble podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
I am talking to Rob Morse about all manner of things, primarily training, though, because we've been doing a little bit of that here lately. So, what would you like to end this particular hour on, sir? Which way would you like to go?
I figure we'll just chat, but I did see one news item where the media, I didn't know whether I was being baited or whether the media, some clever journalist was sort of mocking journalists themselves. It says, high school classroom stocked with safety bucket. And I'm thinking, oh, not another bucket of rocks. Please no. No, this was a bottle, each classroom would get a bucket of gauze and wraps and bandages and I think straps to use for a tourniquet. But I'm thinking, wouldn't an individual first aid kit be even better? But I wonder if they knew that, you know, we'd been down the bucket drill in classrooms before. I don't know. If I say a school classroom, they brought buckets into class, all the shooters in the world go, oh, no, not. But for, you know, safety training and safety supplies are, I'll call it the gateway idea to arming teachers in the classroom. If you want our children to be really protected, well, let's start with, you know, that's controversial. Let's start with something we can agree on. How many schools have staff who've taken emergency trauma care training? How many schools, like at least on every floor, better yet, every hallway? Why not every classroom has an individual first aid kit? The way, you know, glass breaks, people get cut. Why not solve the problem right there without having to, you know, sacrifice somebody's shirt? I appreciate that you can be improvisational, but let's have some gauze bandages and a tourniquet. What do you think?
I think that is a very good idea, and it's actually one I think they'd have a very hard time trying to not allow that to happen, but at the same time, I'm almost certain that that will be adapted about as quick as, say, I don't know, armed teachers will.
Well, but the good news is we don't need the sheriff's permission.
Right.
We don't need to vet the teachers in order to apply a compression bandage. Every teacher in the United States and most teachers' aides have gone through an FBI background check just to be around children. So, okay, these are wholesome folks. We can have some EMTs, EMT trainers, come in 10 days. We can have every other teacher trained. Why not?
Well, that's why not is a very good question to ask. What do they say when somebody gives them a chance to answer to why not? What do they say?
Well, a lot of them look at their administrators and say, you know, I'll give up a Saturday. Can you line this up? And then the administrators go, okay, the budget's really tight. Can I chase up the couple hundred bucks to get this done? The way I look at it, boy, you and I would I hate that schools have to sort of beg for money for ad hoc causes like this. You and I would stand up in a heartbeat and say, no. If you're doing this, I'll bring the meals. He'll pay for the instructor. We've done it with other groups. You've probably had a class like this available at your shooting range, at your gun club, maybe any sporting club or men's group, you know. Lots of small business associations will say, hey, we're offering this training on this weekend. If you want to come, you know, it's a nominal $20 fee. That pays for your lunch.
Yeah, I mean, not even, you know, that's not even a tank of gas nowadays, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. So I'm inspired. I'm inspired. The fact that a lot of, isn't that beautiful? This country was founded that it would be a nation full of volunteers that would form little associations to solve problems. And if we get out of their way, even as bureaucratic and sort of structured and sometimes hamstrung with regulations, as a school, they'll go, there's no reason I can't train my teachers. Let's get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And still, though, I'm completely 100% with you. I just think about all of this, all of this junk that we hear all the time from why they can't do it, why they can't do it, why they can't do it.
Well, okay. So let's now, schools are regulated and restricted, yada yada. Bill, if schools are a difficult nut to crack to make them defend our children, our churches should be easy. You and I have talked about this before. I mean, Pastor, didn't you just tell me that evil exists and we should do everything we can to fight it?
Yeah.
Oops. And yet, for them to take that stand, I think it's a lot of people in positions of authority have a hard time making a decision. You saw that in the Army, didn't you? Get some guy who goes,
oh, yeah.
Well, and that's why they stay a second lieutenant forever and get shunted off to the side?
I tried not to hang out with the officers too much. I tried not to hang out with them. I was enlisted, and I mean, it's that's the one thing about the Army I never agreed with was the separate culture kind of thing. But that's actually encouraged in it because these are the guys that we have to listen to, and we have to, at the end of the day, go with what they say.
But you guys also knew who'd make a decision and get it done versus the guy who dither. And isn't supposed to be the tension between officers and enlisted?
Well, I mean, we were the ones getting it done.
Yeah.
We made or broke the lieutenants. Lieutenants would come in and be like, this is my first platoon. Okay, we're going to see how many get after this one, sir.
Yeah, we'll try and make you not look like an idiot if you'll let us, right?
Yep. You know, it can be what you want it to be, but we'll know come payday. And that was actually a true thing because, like, there was this one lieutenant in my unit in Germany who would take – we'd have this battalion payday talk where our – battalion commander and the battalion sergeant major would sit there and he would do two talks. He'd do the general talk for everybody. And then the enlisted people would get kicked out and the NCOs would be there. And then he'd go upside their head over the, you know, whatever had happened that he thought was wrong. And he'd be like, you would have lost people. You'd lost people. And then we'd all walk back to the unit. And there was this one lieutenant who would take up a station between us and the Bataan area where everybody in the Bataan had to salute him. And he had, like, you know, his right arm was like the size of, you know, Schwarzenegger's. The left arm looked like he had polio. The right arm from all the saluting was just gigantic. So, yeah, he did not stay with us very long.
What? Now, and my dad was a lowly second. And he'd say, no, there'd be lots of times in town you would look the other way so that the enlisted guys did not have to salute you. Why jerk them around for sport?
Well, it's, look, any kind of rank in the military is something to, especially after you, you know, when you go through OCS, you go through basic training or anything, you got nothing on your uniform. You come out there. When I got my E2, my first stripe,
mm-hmm.
I wore that thing like I was a
so big and proud.
I was very happy to finally have something I could pin on my collar. And, you know,
well, that's
goes from there.
That sense of pride, I think, is very common. And I'll say gun owners wear it a little more. We wear it quietly, but it's there. The reason you go and get medical training, you want to be there in case something happens to your grandkids. It's just I know what it is. You and I would hate to be there when something happened and we're going, ah, I wish I could have helped, but I wasn't ready. So what? Gun owners have a great imagination. What can I say?
Well, they're cut from the same cloth. Anybody that gets out there and says, I'm going to carry a gun. I mean, you might do that in the beginning without knowing the full ramifications of that, but it comes home. The first time you go to a class or the first time you sit down with somebody that's been doing it for a while, that comes home to roost.
Yeah, I appreciate your program because we get to remind each other that there's still so much to learn.
Yes, absolutely there is. And you guys need to go check out Rob and his stuff, his podcasts, his articles. And, of course, he's here every Monday. Thank you for that. And thank you for coming on with me tonight.
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coming up next, Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear as we discuss what's on his mind. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.